PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you listening have brought your child's significant other on vacation with you? Probably a handful of you, right?
For sure.
Well, how many of you agree with what Diana is about to share with us on why she is telling her son his girlfriend is not coming on their family trip? I'm going to read you the message here she sent Breezy and I. Then let us know if you agree or disagree. Diana writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Here is a message for you guys. You have permission to read live on your show if you choose. I don't think I'm the bad guy in this situation, but would love to hear from other people on if they side with me or not. My son and his girlfriend have been dating since 2022. Her family has brought my son on a lot of vacations. We're talking Mexico, Florida, a bunch of places, which is extremely generous of them.
Right.
However, we're planning a family trip for the five of us to Italy later this year. Our kids are all in college, and we see this as our very last family vacation, so we're not taking my son's girlfriend on the trip. My son basically threw a fit, but we put our foot down and said no. I feel guilty, but if I do it for him, I'd also have to invite my daughter's boyfriend. Plus, this is a family trip.
Right.
Should I feel guilty just because his girlfriend's family brings him on trips? Am I going to look like the bad guy to them as well? I feel like this is a situation that just makes sense not to bring her. Thanks, guys, so much." Okay, that came in from Diana.
Interesting.
So, yes, turns out her son's girlfriend's family brings her son on mini vacations, Mexico, Florida. Now this is her chance to maybe return the favor, is how they're looking at it.
Right.
And she's saying no, because this is our last family vacation. Can't do it.
I just feel like everybody makes choices in life. And if the girlfriend's family wants to make the choice to bring the boyfriend, then that's their choice.
You've brought in significant others on your parents have, on a lot of family vacations, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
I mean, it's not so much like family vacations. It's just
trips.
Florida.
Oh, so to Florida.
It's just Florida. Like,
you guys weren't going to Europe.
No. Okay. I mean, it's different because like my family has a house in Florida. So it's just like, hey, do you want to go to my parents type of thing?
Yeah.
So it's not like anyone is fronting money. I mean, that's not true. My dad definitely has paid for a couple flights, which, well, we're not going to get into all that. But I think that some people are way more generous than others, and that's them to their core. But what I take issue with is...
Yeah, but they are more generous, Breezy, but you can't... Not everybody has the ability to be able to sling money like that also.
And that's what I'm saying. And also, like, if your generosity is forthcoming because you think you're going to get something in return, you're going to be disappointed 9 times out of 10. Because not everybody is going to have the same energy as you when it comes to, or financial status as you when it comes to bringing people on trips, doing things for people, buying things for people, because not everybody's like you, truly. And if you're doing something in hopes of getting it in return one day, keep dreaming, because it's not going to happen. It's a lesson I learned early on. You're going to be constantly disappointed if you continue to hope and pray that someone's going to treat you the way you treat them, because they're not going to.
Yeah, no, and I understand why the guilt is heavy on with Diana, considering
right.
the fact that, yeah, her son's girlfriend's parents have been extremely generous.
Right.
But, you know, is she in the wrong here? Yes, her son is pissed. You could obviously see why, but it's not his money. And Andrea's texting in right now, 585-252-9800, to share your thoughts with us on this, but she says it's your money, your choice. Don't feel like the bad guy. I would do the same, especially if it's the family's last big vacation.
Right.
Somebody is asking the question, though, and makes a good point. What if the son offered to pay his girlfriend's way? Not that he probably has the money to do so, but would that make a difference?
I truly don't think it comes down to the money portion of it. I think it comes down to the fact that, hey, this is our last hurrah as a family before you go off into college and before you make your own life and life gets busy and schedules get hectic. This is the one thing we can control. One last hurrah. I don't really think it's about the money. And if it is about the money, then that's a fair question. But
this is very similar to my family, like our very last big family vacation in 2005, 2006. We took a family cruise. My parents brought us on a cruise ship. We flew to Florida. And then from there, we went to Jamaica and stopped at a couple islands before coming home. And my older brother, who his girlfriend at the time, now my sister-in-law, they just started really kind of dating, and he was so in love, wanted her to come on this cruise with us. My parents were like, no, this is our last big family vacation.
It definitely changes the vibe
right.
when you bring a significant other.
I mean, and it's not a cheap trip, but the whole time he sat in the cabin with no windows, just stuffing his face with cheesecake and calamari.
And
it was pathetic because most people thought it was very sweet that he missed her. But he was hanging off the side of the cruise ship trying to get a signal on his cell phone. I was like, I'm going to drink. You and you have fun with that.
I also think that the mom and the parents are in the right for doing this because you're going to have the rest of your life to have in-laws.
Yeah.
This is the one time that you have no stake in the game when it comes to marriage or kids or anything like legally bonding you to hang out with this person, whether you like them or not.
This is not your daughter-in-law.
Correct.
So you have the ability to say no. Listen, when you get a little older, you and your, you know, sweet pea, you can go wherever the hell you want.
Right.
But this is our last family vacation, and we're going to have to say no. Granted, yes, your girlfriend's, her parents have taken you on a lot of places, but that was their decision. 100%. They wanted to do that.
We all make choices.
I'm kind of with Diana here, because I got to tell you, I understood where my parents were coming from when they put their foot down with my brother.
Yeah.
By the way, Ocho Rios, Jamaica was a very scary place.
My parents are on a cruise right now.
Where?
I don't know. I mean, look, I know yesterday they were in the Bahamas and my mom refused to get off the ship because the bills were playing.
You have no idea where in the world your parents are right now.
Oh, they just got back. They're in Hollywood, Florida, Fort Lauderdale. They just are docking as we speak. I can see their dot moving. Beautiful. Glad to know they made it back safely.
Yeah, that is. So am I.
Cruises kind of sketch me out a little bit, but whatever.
It's the last cruise I took was 05, but I would like to go back. Oh my God, the food. I too have a son with a serious girlfriend that we've taken to Vegas, Canada, Florida, you name it. She's great, except she can't be on time for anything. Like, we will all sit around for a half hour past the agreed upon time to leave, waiting for her, and we'll be late. I think for a last family vacation, it should just be the family, no questions asked. Vacations, especially today, are not cheap. So you shouldn't feel obligated to have to bring another person.
Right. The mom probably wants the five of them to have the time of their lives. And when the son brings his girlfriend, it's going to become their trip. And it's hard for the rest of the family.
Yeah, not to mention that. You know, the mom is very adamant about probably taking family photos.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave her out. Then they break up in a year. Now what do you got to do?
Right.
Photoshop the photos. This is just, it's too much admin.
It's a lot of admin. She's thinking ahead.
Yeah, that's
she's
what it is.
She's planning ahead, and I respect it. I do.
Yeah, it looks right now like Diana, a lot of people, she's not welcome. She can't come on the family vacation. Put your foot down. Tell your son, no.
Tyler says the mom's the bad guy. Tough. Well, sorry, you're overruled, Tyler.
Yeah, you're totally overruled, Tyler.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5, the number one.